Do you love fun facts, late night Wikipedia rabbit holes? I'm Jessie Carmen, and this is the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast, where we talk all things curious. Every Friday, we'll explore strange happenings, the unexplained, current events, and more. I'll see you on the inside. Hi, welcome back to another episode of What the Hell Are You Talking About? I've been feeling a little overwhelmed this week, so we're going to do like a mini episode or something. Now, you might be wondering, Jessie, how can you do a mini episode when your first episode was literally like 15 minutes long? And to that I say, you're about to find out. I don't know how long this is going to be. I don't have a plan. What the hell are we talking about? Good question. I don't know. Something about me is that I'm really good at not following my own advice. Oh my god, I haven't even been recording for a whole minute. Wow. If you know me in real life, this is going to surprise you because you know that once I start talking, I cannot stop talking, but I have to like start. Like I have to get on something that I'm like, I could talk about this forever. But I'm not. I had zero topic ideas this week. And I'm recording my podcast the week of and then publishing them on Friday. So I'm not thinking ahead. I don't have a content plan. I don't have a social media plan, as you probably noticed if you follow the Instagram or the Twitter for this podcast. I'm winging it. And that's something that I tell my podcast. I'm winging it. And that's something that I tell my podcast clients not to do. Don't wing it. Plan ahead. You can record like week-to-week episodes, but have an outline, have a plan, know what you're going to talk about. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. I have so much to say. I think I've said this. I don't remember. But I am what one might describe as over-opinionated. But when I'm asked to say something, I'm just like, what? What words? Huh? It's like when someone asks you your favorite movie and you immediately forget every movie that you've ever seen, except it's everything that I know about, except maybe like some weird, gruesome fun fact. So I don't even have those right now. Like they're in there somewhere, but I couldn't tell you. Oh, we're about to hit 3 minutes, except it won't actually be 3 minutes because I already know that I'm going to cut like 30 seconds of this. So look at us go. But you know what? You know what? I'm still recording the episode. That counts for something. I think that definitely counts for something. Anyway, I thought maybe I could take this episode in the direction of like mental health, but I decided that I'm tired of talking about mental health this week. I don't want to talk about mental health, and I don't think I'm prepared enough to have like a nuanced discussion about it, even though it's just me. We're not discussing anything. There's no discourse. I just say things. I yell into the void. Even though there's no discourse, I just say things. I yell into the void. It's fine. We're having fun. Actively trying to think of a topic as I record this episode because I have to like title the episode something, you know? It could be about burnout. We could talk about burnout, but I actually know somebody who would be a much better resource for burnout. And if I'm going to talk about burnout, I have got to interview her. So anyway, I'm like looking at things on my desk. Like, what can I talk about? This is the process, people. This is the process. We could talk about health insurance. We could talk about hand sanitizer. Ooh, we're sensing a theme. We could talk about rocks, but that's an episode that I have to prepare for and outline because I really like rocks. Very into stromatolites lately. If you don't know what a stromatolite is, it is a type of sedimentary fossil. Now you know. We could talk about candles. We could talk about stickers. We could talk about lotion. We could talk about knives, lipstick. Fuck. Maybe we could talk about being tired. I'm tired. Yeah, let's talk about that. I'm really tired. I'm always tired. That's kind of always a thing. I do get very energetic, but I'm usually still like a version. Like it's not like I have so much energy. It's like I have too much energy and it has to get out. Because I got mood stuff, but let's talk about tiredness. I'm tired. You're probably tired. We've all been tired at some point. And being tired, like just wanting to go to sleep when you can't, sucks. And there are different kinds of tired. There, then you're like physically tired, but you're not trying to sleep. There's like emotional tiredness. There's like chronic illness tiredness and chronic pain tiredness. And like, it's a spectrum. Tiredness is a spectrum. But let's have some fun facts. So, did you know that 45% of Americans who sleep 7 to 8 hours a night still report feeling tired or fatigued in the morning, like 3 times a week? What? 27% said that they wake up feeling tired 4 times a week. What? I thought 8 hours was the goal. I'm like, wasn't that the magic number? We're supposed to be getting 8 hours of sleep. I don't know. Like, I thought this was it. I thought this was it. So basically, everybody's tired all the time. Nobody gets enough sleep. More than 69% of workers feel fatigued at work, apparently, according to the National Safety Council. That's spooky. Did my Wi-Fi just go out? Are you for real? No. It's on. It's okay. I don't want your cookies. Okay. Anyway, fatigue. So, one thing about America is that everybody's tired, and it's because we're all overworked and don't get enough sleep. The way that our economic system functions does not give us a chance to rest. That is a direct critique of capitalism. But don't go around jumping to conclusions and assuming that means I'm a socialist or a communist. I am decidedly not. I'm a whole different kind of leftist, but in like a workers' rights way. Decentralization, horizontal hierarchy, context clues. I'll let you figure it out. But this is so disorganized. I'm going to hate editing this. Anyway, so our natural sleep patterns are like so messed up. According to the National Safety Council that like researches and does all this stuff about workplace safety, more than 43% of American workers are sleep deprived. The most at risk for being sleep deprived are those who work the night shift, those who work long shifts, we're talking like 10s and 12s, and then those who work irregular the 10s and 12s, and those who work irregular shifts. So, 62% of night shift workers complain about sleep loss. Well, no duh, but like, why can't we as a society support our nocturnal folks? You know, like what's up? But even like at the basic level, like workers being tired, workers being overworked can cost employers thousands of dollars. It's so counterintuitive. And like safety performance gets worse. Like people can't follow safety guidelines. Something that I always find interesting, because it's something that I feel like is really inescapable for a lot of Americans who drive, and a lot of Americans drive because we have a disgustingly car-based culture and infrastructure that I think a lot of us would not choose necessarily. But something about that is we all drive tired. I think everyone has to drive tired a lot more than they should, because driving tired like is driving impaired. Literally is. Like, this is also from the National Safety Council, but they say that every 2 hours of sleep can equate to having 3 beers. Like, every 2 hours of sleep you lose. Being awake for more than 20 hours would be, like, in driving terms and, like, motor function and all of that, the equivalent of being legally drunk. You're, like, way more likely to get into a car crash. And sleep is about your health, y'all. I guess we're talking about sleep. We're talking about sleep. We're talking about tiredness. We're talking about sleep. Sleeping is about your health. Sleep deprivation will fuck you up. Sleep deprivation will fuck you up. And there are a lot of co-occurring conditions that come with sleep deprivation. However, just because things are co-occurring doesn't mean that they're cause and effect. And it doesn't mean that we know in what direction they're cause and effect, right? So sleep deprivation is related to depression. It can be related to cardiovascular disease. It can be related to other conditions. But it's like are you depressed because you're sleep deprived, or are you sleep deprived because you're depressed and your depression won't let you sleep? Sometimes we don't know, sometimes we do. But that's a fun thing. Like, sleep deprivation can be a symptom of something, or it can cause something. So, like, not a good thing, no matter what. Something else to know is that more than 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder. So you might think of, like, insomnia. There's other sleep, I don't know. I have to go find a different website. I know I said that I didn't prepare for this episode, and I didn't, but I did do a quick Google search once I decided I wanted to talk about tiredness and being tired. And you might be interested to know that a lot of the studies and stats on tiredness, fatigue, and sleep deprivation are from workplace safety organizations that are concerned about employees messing things up and, like, not following safety protocol, or are concerned about jobs preventing employees from getting the proper amount of sleep. So I think that that's really interesting, because to me, it almost paints this picture that, like, sleep in the United States is not only a health crisis, but a safety crisis. We neglect our sleep. I neglect my sleep. I have horrible sleep hygiene. I, like, can't go to sleep without the TV playing Bob's Burgers or something, and I'm always on my phone scrolling till, like, the end of the night. Like, I have horrible sleep hygiene. It's terrible. It's really, really bad. One thing I do is I'm allergic to my cats. I love them very much, and they get to sleep on my bed during the day, but I do close the door so they don't sleep on my face and, like, wake me just from allergies. But yeah. So, and I'm not the only one with bad sleep hygiene out there, and sleep hygiene is hard. Like, turning off your phone or unplugging all your devices or avoiding blue light. Like, how are we supposed to do that? Especially, like, I work from home. I work from home, and sometimes I'll be like, oh no, it's 9 o'clock and I was still working because I got really into what I was doing. Tragic. I also go to bed really late. I don't know what it is, but I, like, cannot fall asleep before midnight most of the time. Even back when I was a barista, I used to get up for opening shifts. I had to be there at 5:15. I was getting up at, like, 4:30, and I was still going to sleep at, like, midnight because I just couldn't. My brain doesn't like to go to sleep earlier unless I'm under the influence, perhaps, or, like, I was way more active and out and about that day than typical, or, like, I got up super early. Then sometimes I can crash a little bit sooner, but once I get into a habit of getting up early, I go right back to my, like, go to bed at midnight. It's wild. One thing I do want to say on this episode is that if you are, like, a client or a colleague of mine, you're probably gonna learn things about me on this podcast that you might not know otherwise, that I might not be telling people that I work with or volunteering. They might be things that you could know if we ever ended up on the topic. But if you're shocked by something you learn about me, it's okay. We can address it if we need to. We don't have to, but we can. Yeah. Anyway, so that's to preface the fact. I don't think this will come as a surprise to most people who know me, but it could. It could, and some of you are prude. But all that to say, I can't sleep without cannabis. I can't sleep without getting high. I mean, like, I can. It's just not very good. The first time that I, like, got high before sleeping, I was like, oh my God, I slept, like, through most of the night. And the guy that I was with at the time was like, yeah, you did. That was weird. And the guy that I was with at the time was like, yeah, you did. That was weird. Because, let me tell y'all, I used to wake up every single hour. I would have trouble falling asleep, and then I would wake up every single hour. So I take edibles before I go to bed, and I take edibles before I go to bed because they chill me out, they help me sleep, and they help me sleep through the night. I used to, like, smoke flower before bed, but I've found that edibles are better for sleeping and flower is better for chilling. You know what I mean? So that's a fact about me, but That's a lead up to talking about sleep aids. One of the most popular sleep aids is melatonin. Let me tell you some shit about melatonin, okay? So, we've got some facts here. Did you know that melatonin gummies, like if you go buy melatonin gummies or melatonin pills at the store, they can have like literally any amount of melatonin in them. Like there is no regulation for how much melatonin goes in a melatonin gummy. It's completely unregulated. There's nothing that says like this is the effective amount. Do you want to know why that is? Do you want to know? Do you? Let me tell you why. I'm like hitting the table because I'm see, this is what I said at the beginning. Once I'm on something that I want to talk about, I love ranting. I love being negative. Sorry if you thought I was a positive person. I love talking about things I don't like. There's some of my favorite things to talk about. I also love talking about things I do like, but I love talking about things I don't like. So yeah, that's just how it is. But there is no evidence that melatonin gummies. There is no evidence that melatonin actually works. Like anecdotal evidence, and it can help some people sleep, but like widespread across demographics, they're just like, shrug, maybe. And this is like a whole fucking industry. This is, okay, we're spiraling a little bit, but I think that this leads to a greater conversation about the health and wellness industries because I'm a big believer that westernized medicine can't do everything, but neither can all kinds of holistic medicine. And I think that we have like a balance crisis. And I think that we have an individualization crisis. I think some things are too one size fits all when healthcare should really be super individualized. Tons of corruption in medicine and pharmaceuticals. I'm not gonna say, okay, big pharma. I don't mean like big pharma trying to make me get vaccinated, but I do mean that pharmaceutical companies are trying to make as much money off of you as they can, oftentimes to your detriment, whether that's having an astronomically high price on a life-saving medicine or over-prescribing the fuck out of opioids. You know, I think the pharmaceutical industry does care more about its pockets than it does about helping people. That said, I'm not like a don't trust any doctors person. I don't know what point I'm getting to. I just think that health is complicated and I'm tired of people acting like it's not. That's the point I'm getting to. Let's talk more about being tired. Oh my God, I can't read. There are demographic correlates of fatigue in the US. Based on this study that I'm reading from the National Library of Medicine, written by a bunch of people, I'll link it in the show notes. But they found that three of their instruments, their fatigue instruments, were highly intercorrelated. So women report higher levels of fatigue than men. I could have told you that one probably. Married participants are less fatigued than their unmarried counterparts. That is couple privilege. We'll get into that. And younger participants are more fatigued. Interesting. Something else to note is that participants with a doctoral degree or a master's degree had lower fatigue ratings. When it talks to women being more fatigued than men, there are a couple things that influence this. I don't know how to explain why this is true without getting into like third wave feminist theory that I don't really want to talk about. I don't want to talk about emotional labor, but women do housework and it's tiring. Some of it is hormones. I don't know if this study accounted for trans people. I'm assuming it probably didn't. But one of the things when you're talking about cis women that is going to affect women being more fatigued than men and could affect trans women that are on hormone therapy is hormones make you tired. Like, that's a thing. Something else that we're going to see with women is like cultural expectations of like taking care of kids and doing all the housework. Like, that shit's going to make you tired. We get into not being married, being single, as something for fatigue. Dating's exhausting. That's one thing. But also, a lot of single people live alone or with roommates instead of with a partner. It is so much more stressful. I love living alone. I do. But it is so much more stressful that everything is on me. Like, I have to, like, all of the bills, all of the little household chores, all of the errands, all of the everything. And there are definitely people in this same situation who do have a marital partner, who are married, who are not single, and feel like everything is on them. But the world is not built for single people. And I know that might sound very silly to say, but it's literally just not. It is so expensive to be single. The beginning of the dating process is also expensive. And like, if your partner wants a lot of expensive things, I'm sure like that costs money. But like, splitting the check, splitting your rent, splitting, you know, it's expensive to be single. And spending money is exhausting. And working for your money is exhausting. Younger people being tired, I have many suspicions on where this comes from. I think half of it is literally that teenagers' brains are hardwired to get up at like 10 in the morning, not go to school at 7 a.m. So yeah, no fucking shit, they're going to be tired. That's not what their brains are supposed to be doing. Ah. And then when it comes to the lower education attainment, I would say that's probably because, and this was from 2011, their cutoff for being highly educated was master's and doctoral degrees. So bachelor degrees would fall under this as well, maybe. But a lot of the time, if you don't have like your MA or your MD or your PhD, you might be working a service job where you're on your feet all day instead of an office job. And that's exhausting too. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I was tired when I started recording this. It's been 31 minutes now. It's probably not going to be 31 minutes on the timestamp because of editing. But I don't know. That's all I got. I'm tired. Good night. Goodbye. See you on the inside.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.